This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I'm going to give you a list to get us going today, all right? Three items, and you tell me economically which one is not like the other, all right? Here we go. Unemployment is number one, gross domestic product is number two, and housing is number three. So, let's see. Unemployment is coming right along, down under 6%. December numbers come out tomorrow morning, by the way. We'll tell you about that on the show tomorrow. GDP is up 5% annualized growth at last check. Housing, yeah, that's the one. The economic engine that is the building, buying, and selling of houses in this country simply is not firing on all cylinders. That explains why President Obama found himself in Phoenix, Arizona today, one of the areas hardest hit by the mortgage crisis, trying again to do something about housing. The White House wants to cut the interest rate on insurance for about 800,000 first-time mortgages and so make those mortgages just a little bit cheaper and more affordable. For the difficult-to-turn-around beast that is the American economy, though, of which housing is such an important part, is today's announcement a big enough deal? Marketplace's Stan Alcorn has that story.
The housing market is not Las Vegas. What happens there usually doesn't stay there. Sam Cater is an economist at CoreLogic.
Typically, the housing market leads the economy into and out of a recession.
But this time,
it led us into the recession. It has not helped us come out of the recession. It's been a laggard.
Fewer homes sold means fewer homes built, which means fewer jobs in construction and related industries. Recipe for a Vegas-style economic hangover. Which is why Obama made an announcement today.
Starting this month, the Federal Housing Authority will lower its mortgage insurance premium rates enough to save the average new borrower more than $900 a year.
$900 may sound small, but Susan Wachter at the Wharton School says it looks big, viewed from the perspective of the hundreds of thousands of households looking to buy a home.
However, the big problem today is not the cost of funds.
Wachter says with interest rates at historic lows, it's already cheap to buy a house.
If you can get a loan, and that is the problem that's not addressed.
Wachter says it's still too hard to get a loan because the market overcorrected from the easy money of the financial crisis. Fixing that will require serious structural reform. But CoreLogic's Sam Cater says if you really want to kickstart the housing market, you need two things.
Jobs and raises. Real incomes have been the same for the last 25 years. And you can't underwrite your way out of stagnating incomes.
Cater says the housing market is extremely important to the country's recovery. But until the fundamentals of the economy improve, the housing market won't either. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.